most of you know, if you were listening to the announcements, the next weekend is going to be a very big weekend for me. Not just because I'll be recognised as having the privilege of doing the Lord's work in Abbasuchen, but also because next week is in fact Father's Day. Now this will be my first Father's Day that I will celebrate as a father of four children. And this is also my first Father's Day with a daughter, my beautiful little princess, baby Abigail. And as I was preparing for this message, I was thinking about the relationship that I have with my different children and how it has grown over the years. And this led me to think about, more importantly, the relationship that I have with my Holy Father in Christ Jesus. I asked myself the question, how has it grown over the years? How has the relationship with my Holy Father developed? What has changed in my perception of him since I came to faith? What does the Bible teach us about this as we grow spiritually as Christians? Well, I believe these are very healthy questions to ask oneself. And questions that I hope, as a result of this evening's sermon, you will start asking yourselves. The Bible tells us that our relationship with God grows with our understanding of him. As we read earlier from Proverbs, our understanding begins with our fear of God. Our fear of God. Fearing God is essential for our growth as Christians. Now, the concept of fearing God may be beyond you this evening. You may be sat here thinking, where is John going with this? God is love. He sent his son to die in our place. Why is John telling me to fear God? Fear is a bad thing, isn't it? You may be uneasy with this concept, because our modern lives in the Western world, with all its various comforts, have allowed us all to experience the best of life. And as good Christians, you have thanked God for such things. But because of this, has fearing God become alien to you? Let me ask you this evening, has your modern lives made you too expectant of God's grace? Have you become like the women of Bashan that Amos refers to? Comfortable in your relative wealth, growing fat, worshipping God every Sunday, making known your tithes, all rightfully in thanksgiving. But in doing so, are you forgetting about reverence? Have we become too expectant of the good life? Do we think that God owes us 80? Simply because we thank him for the good things he has given us? Could this be why the church in our land is suffering? Let's face it, as a body of believers in this country, we have not really known collective suffering, collective persecution. Like the Christians that are now undergoing tremendous suffering in Syria, or Sudan, or Nigeria. Think of what they're facing today. As a result, we sit here every Sunday and we rejoice in God's blessings to us, and this is right to do so. But have we grown complacent because of them? Have we forgotten to teach the next generation to fear him, to respect him as a father? Is this why attendance is drastically falling in Wales? Is our failure to fear God allowing us to be careless in our worship and in our evangelism? The problem we have now is that fear is seen as a dirty word. And for good reason too. Servile fear is one that I hope none of us have to experience. We pray for all those that exist under such torment. To have a cruel master, to have a big bully who intimidates you, who persecutes you, who oppresses you, to have someone who treats you as if you are nothing, yet has total control over your life. It must be a horrible existence. Servile fear is a wicked fear, a controlling fear, and a fear that the servant in our reading had. The one who had received the talent, who came forward saying, "Master, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you did not sow, and gathering where you scattered no seed. So I was afraid, and I went and hid your talent in the ground." This man approached his master in servile fear. Is this how you approach your Father in heaven today? Do you see God as a big, intimidating bully, forcing his rules down your throat, stopping you living your life how you want to live it? Do you grow contempt for him when things get tough in your life? If you do, then I must tell you this evening that you need Jesus Christ. You need Jesus Christ in your life. Because only him, only in him, can you see the Heavenly Father for what he really is. John 14, verse 7, Jesus said, "If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. For now on, you do know him and have seen him." In Jesus Christ, and only in Jesus Christ, we can see the Father correctly. Not as a terrifying God, a God of judgment and majesty, which he is to all those who are unsaved this evening, but a God who in unimaginable love forgives those who repent and trust in the complete work of his Son. Knowing God in his Son is a different type of fear. It's something called a filial fear, a fear of respect, and reverence, yet unexplainable joy. A fear that comes and is rooted from love. A fear that I had for my own father when I was a child. When he got angry with me and my brother, which was a regular occurrence, I would be so scared. I knew he went too far because he'd pretend to unbuckle his belt. He'd remove one buckle, and whatever I was doing, I'd stop immediately. Deep down, I always knew that he would not hurt me. And he never did. And I knew that he was disciplining me out of love. He loved me and my brother. Because of this love and my respect for my dad, it grew. I longed to please him because of this fear. This kind of fear, the fear between son and father, it's normal. It's healthy. It is right. It is strong. And it is produced by the father's love for his child. If you can turn with me quickly to Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 5, verse 7. If you've hit James and the Peters, you've gone too far. Hebrews 5, verse 7. It says here, Hebrews 5, verse 7. In the days of his flesh, Jesus offered up prayers and supplications with loud cries and tears to him who was able to save him from death. And he was heard because of his reverence, because of his reverence. Jesus, too, feared his father in the same way. Because of this, he longed to please him. And his father heard him in his prayer because of his reverent fear. And if Jesus Christ is your Lord and Saviour tonight, he hears you too. Because in him you share in his inheritance. The Father looks on you and sees the Son. So we must follow Christ's example here. Not just to our own fathers, fifth commandment, but also to our Holy Father. The Bible is clear on this. Psalm 25:15. The friendship of the Lord is for those who fear him. Ecclesiastes 12:13. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. Micah 6:9. And it is sound wisdom to fear your name. 1 Peter 2, verse 17. Honour everyone, love the brotherhood, fear God. Fear of God is important for the growth of a Christian because it takes away all other fear. Christ remained obedient until death. Until death on the cross, because he would rather die than face the consequences of going against his Father's will. Christ ignored the scoffers. He took the punches and the kicks. He faced the shame of nakedness as sinners took his clothes. He took the nails in his hands. And in his feet. a crown of thorns pushed into his skull, and a spear in his side. Jesus had the courage to do all this because he feared God and knew that the consequences of working against his Father's will would be far greater. In his love for him and us, his chosen, Jesus Christ remained obedient. He remained obedient till death. To fear God is to know the consequences of failing him. The consequences that Christ took on the cross for his elect. To fear God is to fear nothing of this world for this very reason. As there is nothing in the world that can do worse to you than what awaits you in hell. And hell is what you deserve if you do not comply with our Heavenly Father's will. The fear of God should give you courage to do his will as it did for Christ. To not join in with the crowd. To evangelize to your neighbor. To preach on the streets of Newport. To hand Bibles out in hospitals. To go to Kosovo and fix wheelchairs. To move your family up a Welsh valley to tell people about Jesus. To have the courage to take a talent from the Master. To take the gospel that God has given you in his grace. And invest it as the good servant did. Don't bury it in the mud. So how do we cultivate this fear? Well, think about God's grace. The gift of his Son. The sending of his Spirit. His Spirit that shows me of my own wretchedness. And in realization of this, you will see how undeserving you are of God's love. This will drive you to fear. A fear that causes you to cling to the cross. A fear that calls you to repentance. A fear that shapes you in your own role and context for God's service. You are all like the servants in our reading tonight. Through the preaching of his word, the Master has given you a coin, the gospel, to invest. You have done absolutely nothing to deserve this gift. You have nothing to feel high-minded about in receipt of this gift. The Master has provided it for you. So the question is, what are you going to do about it? In filial fear, the fear that you'd have for your Father, will you be faithful? Will you turn to Christ in repentance and benefit for eternity? Or will you bury this knowledge into your heart for another week? Are you sat on the fence tonight? You want to come to Christ, but you're scared that such a commitment will cause you to lose your simple pleasures. because you'd have to be obedient to God. Well, if this is you, remember that the Master is coming at a time that we do not know. It could be tonight. And he is coming to settle his account with you. And in doing so, he will line each one of you up before his judgment seat to see what you have done with the gift presented to you tonight. Have you invested it wisely? Have you put your trust in Jesus Christ our Lord? He gives you the choice tonight to hear, "Well done, good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of your master." Or to be cast out. Cast to the outer darkness. In that place where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. What will you decide? Let's sing. In 487, Amazing Grace. It says, verse 2, "'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed." You rise and sing.